When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary. Happy Game 7 Day. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. The focus of this show, very simple. It's Game 7, baby. It is maybe the most anticipated hockey game in the history of the sport, given how much social media and how different coverage is now. Obviously, there have been hotly anticipated games before, but given the circumstances around this, given the extent of media coverage and social media coverage, holy smokes, I cannot wait for this one to get going. And so, let's get into the breakdown, shall we? It's going to be a breakdown for a fan base that doesn't come out on the right end of this one tonight. This is going to be such a fascinating matchup this evening. It's Game 7, Edmonton Oilers against the Florida Panthers in Florida. So let's break this one down from all angles. We will start on the Edmonton side. And my first note for the Edmonton Oilers, very in-depth hockey analysis, stay awesome. They have been tremendous over the last three games and are at a point now where I would suggest they have outplayed Florida for about five of the six games. Game two was the only one on the scorecard that decisively goes the Florida Panthers' way. So we will see tonight if Edmonton can keep that thing rolling. And I think the most important thing for them that has been working for them in this three-game historic comeback has been their starts. If they can get off to another quick start today and get that, here we go again, feeling for the Florida Panthers, then I do think that it can unravel pretty quickly for a Panthers squad that does feel a little bit beat down right now and don't have a whole lot of reasons for optimism. So if Edmonton can come out, get that good jump, get that quick play going, and really start to take it to the Florida Panthers, it's going to be a really, really difficult uphill climb for the Florida Panthers to work their way out of. Not saying they're not going to be able to do it, but I do think that if Edmonton can really bury these guys, like if it's another 11-2 in shots in the first period, I think it's going to be difficult for that Florida team to get going. We'll see. Matthew Tkachuk said this will be the loudest building he's ever been in tonight. We will see what this Florida crowd can bring for a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. The other part of this that I think is really important for the Edmonton Oilers is the special teams needs to stay hot. They have killed off so many penalties, like just an absurd amount, and have done so with great, great effectiveness, and have now, I'm pretty sure they've scored more shorthanded goals than Florida has power play goals in this series. That has to stay strong tonight. In this one game winner takes all, it can't have, they were really good, but except for this one game. If this is the one game, that's a problem. It needs to stay locked in there. I anticipate this will be a close hockey game. And so I don't think that the Panthers getting some free goals tonight on your power or on their power play. I think that is going to be so important. And I think that this is going to be a Panthers team that I think is going to be very desperate on the power play and try to get some things going. I thought that maybe they cracked a code in game two when they got that late one from Rodriguez on a nice set play. I believe it was Verhaeghe who, it wasn't even a set play, it was on the rush. So maybe that should have let me know that it wasn't something that was figured out. But if they're able to get like a 2-for-4 or something, that is going to be monumental from a Florida Panthers standpoint. We'll see if they're able to crack that code tonight. And then the other one, and it is kind of it does kind of go along the same lines as this. I think the Edmonton depth needs to stay hot in this game. I think that Janmark has been so important for Edmonton the last little bit. Connor Brown, with a couple real good shorthanded goals and shorthanded opportunities, has created that extra spark that has helped carry Edmonton, and it was what they were missing in the first three games of the series, where it was McDavid and Hyman, and that was kind of it. The depth has showed up in a really, really big time way, and that has given this team a sense of inevitability as it's been going on. And that has been the one thing you watch. Like, just every time Edmonton touches the puck, it feels like something dangerous is happening. And it feels like Florida almost escapes when it doesn't go into their net. Where Florida, when they get the puck, it feels like it's almost a mistake when the puck goes in. That's how these two teams have been feeling right now. Is it just this air of inevitability around the Edmonton Oilers and specifically their star, Connor McDavid? But the depth guys like Henrique has been really good. Janmark and Brown, I can't say enough about the plays that they have made. And those are the types of depth performances that you need to win a Stanley Cup. Those are the type of depth performances that we have seen throughout history that have carried teams like Chicago and Boston and Tampa Bay, and before that, Detroit and Pittsburgh. And like just on down the line, like, yes, there are the stars, but you need those depth guys to step up to take you from first or second round team to first or second ring team. And that is what this Edmonton group has been able to do, I think, with their depth. And then the last one is Stuart Skinner. I think that he needs to be a very impactful part of this game. Obviously, again, breaking things down, talking about how important the goaltender is. Groundbreaking stuff, I know. But Stuart Skinner has been a difference maker in a couple of these games. He has made, we talk about the importance of a quick start. He has made some big saves early in games that have not allowed the Florida Panthers to get off to the quick starts that they would like to get off to. So I think that this has been a really nice, really important switch with Skinner in how he has been able to play in this series. He had the really bad turnover in game three. I did game over after that game, and a lot of people were pointing fingers at him. I didn't think he was part of the solution either. He has been part of the solution in games four through six, and I know a lot of them have been rather lopsided scores, but he has made the big saves at the big time that have allowed Edmonton to go on their runs. Those need to come back for Edmonton. But overall, like, just what an unbelievable comeback, even if it does fall short tonight. And I know that that is going to be not necessarily the prevailing thought is, oh, you know what? The real Stanley Cup are the friends you make along the way. Obviously, that's not going to be the case, but this is memories that will last a lifetime, and an improbable comeback that will go down in history, even if it falls one game short. We will see. I think we've seen Connor McDavid's legacy move up another tier, at least, and if he wins it tonight, I think we see it move up that tier again. And I think, honestly, regardless of how this goes, he's probably worked to the point where he is the Conn Smythe Trophy winner. I think Bobrovsky has had three pretty dreadful games. If they had swept, no questions asked, this ends up being a Bobrovsky Conn Smythe. But because of the struggles that he has had, I think McDavid gets it in a losing effort. Not necessarily the legacy you want, but I do think that that is what happens. But this just, it feels like they have all the momentum on their side right now. And it just, it does feel like you are at a point with Edmonton where you cannot possibly comprehend the thought that the Edmonton Oilers could lose this game and not win the Stanley Cup, given the momentum they have, given how well they have played through three games. I will caution in saying that that's kind of what we were saying about Florida too, right? That is what we were saying about the Florida Panthers, where after three games, it's like I even said on Game Over, like, look, the series isn't over, but odds are the Florida Panthers are winning the Stanley Cup. Because it just, like, you don't see this in sports. And so because this part is so unprecedented, that next part of, like, well, how could they lose again? Like, you can't possibly wrap your head around that. We will see tonight if the Florida Panthers and how they handle that, if they can kind of interrupt this historic comeback. But it just, this has been an unbelievable run. And will certainly, I don't think Connor McDavid wants this one to be first line of the biography when all is said and done, but it might be if they are able to put a close on it this evening. So that is the story from the Edmonton side of things. What about the Florida Panthers?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breaking it up here. I like the sounds. The Florida Panthers are on the verge of the most epic collapse in the history of the Stanley Cup Finals and in the history of just, you know, major sports in general. One of the great collapses that you will see. What the one thing that has been missing from Florida's game in the last three games that needs to be there tonight is that urgency. They have absolutely, through three games, and this is not to take one thing away from what Edmonton has done, but they have looked like they knew this safety net was there, that there was a, like, yeah, we know, game seven, it's coming, we got it, it'll be all right. We don't have to win this game. We can win the next one. Oh, we wanted to win it at home. Oh, you know what? We just didn't have the same urgency as them. Well, now that goes out the window. They have looked so bad in the last three games. And even that last one, I get Barkov was trying to do the no-look pass, the no-look shot thing. That still, when he had that mini two-on-one, that did not look like a confident shot. That looked like a, I'm going to put it on net and hope someone else can put the puck in. This team has been getting beaten in every sense of the word, and they just have not met this moment in any way, shape, or form over the last three games. Tonight, that is a difficult switch to flip when that other team has this gigantic ball of momentum rolling downhill. We will see if Florida can flip that switch and get this thing rolling tonight. And the other thing that is concerning about that is they have been getting outworked, W-E-R-K, worked in these last three games. I had said coming in that the dangerous thing about Florida is they can play any style with you and still feel comfortable with that. They cannot outskill Edmonton in this game. They need to make this one an ugly, down and dirty, grinded out type of a game. They can't let Edmonton start to freewheel a little bit. And even then, like we've seen Edmonton winning those battles, they can do it. But for Florida, you are not good enough to just strictly out-talent this team. It needs to, a lot of talent on Florida. Don't hear what I'm not saying. There is a lot of talent on this Florida Panthers team. But they cannot afford to be outworked the way that they have. Because Edmonton does have the skill edge. You have to have the board wins edge, I guess. And those sorts of things, right? Like, you need to win the Pucks in Deep Award in this game tonight. And be able to get that forecheck going. Create those opportunities like we saw in the early games. Where you force a really bad Darnell Nurse turnover. You force a really bad Stuart Skinner turnover. You force a real bad Cody Ceci turnover. And an Evan Bouchard pass right onto your tape. That relentless forecheck. That relentless pressure needs to be back for Florida in this game, because it has been nowhere to be found the last three games. You watch games 1, 2, and 3, and then 4, 5, and 6, and it looks like a completely different Florida Panthers team. They have to know that this is an all-out, everything left on the table, give us everything you got sort of a game, with the effort that is going to be required for them tonight. And after all of that, it still might not be enough if Sergei Bobrovsky isn't one of the two best players on the ice tonight. He cannot be the second best goalie in this game. If he does, the Edmonton Oilers complete the greatest comeback in the history of the NHL. That's the way it works. Bobrovsky needs to get back to that level that he was at in those first three games, where he was remarkable. And like, you think of that save on McLeod after Edmonton had come back to make it a one goal game, McDavid circling around and instead of going all the way, cuts it short and passes it short side. McLeod gets the chance, but Bobrovsky makes the save. That felt like the cup. Like, that felt like they won the Stanley Cup in that moment. And as it turns out, it's the last good moment Florida's had in the last four games. They need that guy to show up tonight, or they're simply not winning this hockey game. Another thing, not that, like, I'm not putting the blame on anyone, and I'm going out of my way to not talk too much big picture, because we're going to have a lot of time this week to talk about that, although not a ton, because the schedule fucking sucks. With the, like, the draft is this week, but that's neither here nor there. But Ekblad and Forsling need to be that dominant pairing that they were in the first few games, where Ekblad, I thought he had, like, some of the best hockey of his career in a couple of the games in this series. And Forsling was dynamic and everything. And now they are just making the wrong decision at the wrong time pretty consistently. So for Florida, those guys need to get back to being the best defensemen on the ice, and some of the best players on the ice. Like, they even won the McDavid minutes in a couple of those games early on. I'm not saying do that, because I do not believe that is possible. But lose it in a way that it's easier for everyone else to catch up after, because that has not been happening in the last three games. I wonder what this looks like, win or lose, tonight. From a Florida standpoint, if they blow this, there is, like, it's history, and not the kind of history you want to make. And from a legacy standpoint, again, like, I don't know who wears this, or what you have to do after it, or how you come back from that sort of a thing, but man alive, if they lose it tonight, I don't know what those conversations are going to be like. All right. That is it. That is our preview for Game 7. If you want post-game coverage of Game 7, I'm going to be on the Game Over Network tonight with Andrew Berkshire. We're going to be breaking this all down, getting Oiler fan reaction, getting Panther fan reaction, getting all of that. This is going to be such an incredible, incredible night. Regardless of how it plays out, it's a night we're never going to forget. So join us on the Game Over YouTube channel. You can find me on social media. I am at Primetime Klein. I'll talk to you all later. I'm out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.